Welcome to the podcast editing and support show. My name is Dave. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's go. We're going to start the episode right now. Happy to have you here. Let's do this. Hey, welcome to the podcast. Happy to have you here. So that was music right there. That was music to introduce the podcast. And that's actually what we're going to talk about here on the podcast today is music and using it properly, where to get it, and maybe some of the fine print things to avoid or be aware of when selecting music for your podcast. You're a podcast host and you're looking for that amazing song and you're thinking, you know what, I'm going to use that Ariana Grande song that I love, or maybe Whitney Houston. How about that AC/DC song? Yeah, right? No, please don't, because all that music is copyrighted and you are going to get in trouble if you use it without getting permission. So the alternative to stealing somebody's property and claiming it to be yours,
how dare you,
is to go and pay for it or hire a musician to do it for you. And I've done both. The one thing I've never done is used music from someone else and got in trouble for it, because I don't do that. So here's one thing to think about, and why this whole music thing is so weird in podcasting. Because it seems like everybody gets so caught up in this. They think that if we can use just a few seconds of music, we're okay. I can try to fight it if I get pulled into court. Hey, you don't want to be pulled into court. You don't have money for that. So if I just use a portion of the music, like just the intro or just the outro, I should be fine, right? No, all of it. There are so many great tools out there that scour the internet looking for people stealing other people's stuff. AI is not your friend if you think you can get away with us. So don't even bother. Don't even try. Go out and do it the right way and get permission to use the music that you use in your podcast. So as editors, we have many different choices we can use. As an editor for podcasters using music, you need to make sure that you have permission to use it for other people's projects, not just your own. Something different between music that you have in your show for your episodes on your website or on your YouTube channel in comparison to music that you use in your client's work. That's outside of the scope of some of the fine print that is in your music choice, your music host. So on Spotify for podcasters, they have music tracks, which you can use within their atmosphere, within their world. And it's okay music. I've used it in some of my shows. My Dad Space podcast has music from there. My How to Podcast series has a little bit of music from there as well. Both of those hosted on Spotify for podcasters. So I'm well within the realms of using their music on that platform. So that's one option. If you really want to save some money, there's only a limited amount of music. Sometimes they change it. Sometimes they update it with new music. Sometimes they take away your song, which is fun. When your song just not there anymore, that's a good time for sure. Happened to me. I actually sent them a message and said, hey, that's my song for my intro. Can I have it back, please? Because I don't really want to start all over. And they apologize and put it back. So there are people that work there, by the way, just so you know. And they do respond. And I love them. So you just want to be careful there, because there's only certain music. And the other kicker is that's the same music that everyone else has access to. So podcast A could steal podcast B's music quite easily because it's the same music for everyone. So if you want a wider variety of choice beyond what Spotify gives you for free, you can always go to a paid place and you can buy your music. That's another option. The third option I would say is to go hire a musician and have them do the music for you. And I did that. I hired a Canadian musician. I live in Canada. I hired one of my friends who's a musician, and I asked him to record music for me with no lyrics. And he not only did he record the track, but he gave me all of the stems or all the different tracks tracks that make up the song. So the drums, the bass, the guitar part one, guitar part two, guitar part three. He gave them all to me in separate tracks, allowing me to mix and mingle, like we do at Christmas, mix and mingle all my music around and make my own versions of what he recorded for me. That's a great thing to have. And if you work with an experienced musician, that's an option that they can provide for you. Ask for it. Ask them for all the stems. Ask them for all the separated tracks in addition to the final version. They'll do it for you, and you pay them. They're happy. You're happy. And you have your own music that's unique for you that no one else in the world has. Right? That's the safest way to do this. Just hire someone. And you're like, Dave, I don't know any musicians. Go to your local music store that sells guitars, pianos, saxophones, and drums, and put a note on the board where you see all the different bands looking for a new singer or a guitar player or a gig. And put it up there and say, podcaster, looking for someone to write original music for my podcast. I will pay you. And guess what? You will get a response, because musicians love to record music, and a non-vocal track, preferred for podcasting, by the way, a non-vocal track is a lot easier for a band to write and record for you than something with lyrics. Just saying, as a musician with over 40 years in the business, that's an easy gig to write some music for you, because you're looking for like less than 2 minutes of music, which you're going to chop up anyway. So reach out to your local musician, support your musicians in your community. Get somebody to do that. And the other thing is, they're going to promote their music on your podcast as part of their portfolio, which is great. So everybody wins. Hire a local musician. Speaking as a musician, we love you for it, and we'll gladly take your money. And it's probably cheaper than anything you're going to get online. Okay? The other thing, way I look at this for my podcast, I've done a lot of research. And what I found and what I've come to really love is called Story Blocks. And this is not a commercial, because I don't make any money from my endorsement of Story Blocks. But what I like about Story Blocks is the fine print. Now, one thing that I'll give you this example for Story Blocks, I'll give you some other alternatives as well that you can check out, links in the show notes. But for StoryBlocks, what I like is that StoryBlocks allows me to use their music as a paid subscriber to StoryBlocks. I have complete access to not only audio, but video and images on their platform, which I love. If you're a video podcaster and you want some B-roll, there you go. It's all part of your monthly fee. Is for me, I pay for this through StoryBlocks, and everything that I use that song for is covered by my license as a paid subscriber to StoryBlocks. Everything that I use it, from the time I download the audio, video, or image, all the way up until I stop using StoryBlocks. If I decide to quit my subscription to StoryBlocks and end my payments, all of the things I've done in the past with the audio or video or image that I've used in the past, I can keep. It's mine. It was covered by my license and paid for. So I don't have to change anything. It's what happens after I stop paying. I can't use that same track, image, or video into the future because it's not covered by my unpaid subscription. So when you're looking at picking one of these providers of royalty-free music or music that you can pay to download and subscribe to, make sure you go through and read the terms and conditions for each of these different places. Now, I'm not going to give you the terms and conditions of all of these different places, because that's going to take a long time and they're always going to change. 5 minutes after I post this episode, it could change. So it's very hard to keep up to date with it. Always go to whatever site you're thinking about, whatever you've been recommended to go and check out, StoryBlocks, for example, to go and read through very carefully all of the terms and conditions, the limitations, what's covered, what's not covered. And if you're an editor for hire, Can you use their music on a client's project where you don't own their YouTube channel, you don't own their website or their podcast? Are you allowed to take your music and apply it to them? Or does your client need to buy their own license and then you can use their music for their project? So that's already happened to me. I have a client and he quickly ran through all the music on Spotify and he didn't want to recycle the music over and over again. So he's like, there's got to be a better choice. I hooked him up with Storyblocks. Now I have, 40, 50,000 songs that I can download from for him. And he signed up as a paid subscriber, did the best plan they have. And now we have a shared email. I have access to jump into his account, pull the music he wants me to use, put him in his podcast, all on his behalf so that it all goes to his site and he's covered. If there's ever a claim from YouTube, if there's ever an email or somebody says, hey, that's my music, it's all covered because of the license that he has for his podcast and his videos and his website. He owns it. It's all his. And I just get to be the one behind the scenes doing that. So make sure that you know what's covered and what's not covered when you sign up with any of the different places that I'm going to mention here on the podcast. Okay. So Storyblocks, I love it. The one thing it does as well is it has sound effects.
Hmm? Yeah.
Yippee! Ha 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 ha! Yoo-hoo!
Hooray! Hooray!
So you can pull in crowds clapping, kids laughing, anything you can think of, cars, noise, streets, ambiance, all this kind of cool background stuff you can add to your podcast. It has all those sound effects. It has bumpers and stingers, which are those little swipes and things you hear in a podcast. That kind of signify a change from topic A to topic B. You get a little swoosh. Those are all there as well, and you can download those. The plan that I have currently with Storyblocks is I'm allowed to download 5 assets a month. I went with a cheaper plan because I'm only using it here and there. I needed it more to access everything so I could advise my clients on what I suggest would be good for their show. So that's why I'm using it, and I can't afford the big time fancy price, to be honest. At this point, I can't. Until you hire me to be your editor, and then I can. So reach out. Let me know. So I love all the sound effects. I haven't used any of the videos or images yet. I've typically used my videos and images on my paid Canva account. So right now I haven't dived too deep into what Storyblocks offers for video and images. But if you're a video podcaster, which I'm not, then you would love to go through there and look at their stock footage. Because it's kind of cool if you're talking about a doctor's office and you can throw in a video clip of a doctor's office or people waiting in the waiting room to see the doctor. That's kind of cool to add to a talking head video that you can put into your video and jump back to the talking heads. Breaks it up. The monotony is not just two people staring at a screen talking over Zoom. It's kind of nice variety to add to your show. So here are some of the other places. And again, I'll have links to all the different places that you can go, and you can make your best decision for you, right? Epidemic Sound is really good for audio. Just remember to read through their terms and conditions, because I found some stuff in there that didn't work for me and my clients and kind of the future things that could happen to my content with the Epidemic Sounds terms and conditions. So please be very careful and read them carefully before you sign up. I've also heard people talk about Melody Loops, which I'll put in there. And another one is called Premium Beat. Again, those are two other ones I'll put in there for you to check out. Soundstripe is another one that people talk about all the time. It does have instrumental versions of songs for music beds. And it's one that people like to use. Canva has music within Canva. Okay, so consider that. YouTube has music within YouTube, not outside of YouTube. keep that in mind. So there are some other places where you can access music. My golden rule then, I would say, if you're not going to go with a royalty-free option to download music and own through a paid monthly fee, which you have to pay ongoing for the life of your podcast, if you make new content into the future, keep it in mind. So if you fall in love with that intro music and outro music and you've got to have it, you're also going to have to pay for it into the future. Keep it in mind. If you're not going to do that, then hire a musician. Explain to them what you like. Have them record it for you and you own the music outright. That's probably the best way to do that. So in here, in this episode, what you've heard as I kind of talk through this is little samples from what I've downloaded, what I'm using, to give you some ideas of what's out there. So I'm sharing that with you here as we go, and I just want to encourage you to make the right choice. Think about what you need into the future, not just what you need right now, as your business grows, as a podcast editor, as for you as a podcast host. Think about what you need. And one last closing thought around music is you really don't need to have a lot of it up front in your intro or a lot of it at the end. Your podcast listeners are coming to your show not for your musical choices. They're coming because they want to connect with you and the content of your show. So having an extended podcast intro music going on that lasts for minutes and minutes and minutes, some people are just going to skip right through that. I would say to keep it as short as possible, enough to bring it in. Music is great because it gives your podcast a sense of identity. If I do the McDonald's theme right now, da 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 da, you know McDonald's just from that little bit. Music is a great way to connect two things together so you understand the connection. So your music can be the one thing people look for and listen to and identify with for your podcast. So music is powerful. And I know I'm a musician. The music is powerful. It just brings out something in people. So having music at the beginning and outro of your podcast is a great, cool way to do this. It does signify for your audience the beginning of something and the end of something. So I love it. Keep your music short, tight. Have a couple notes from the beginning of your music and jump right in with your words right away. And then fade your music. When you listen to this episode, you'll notice as I did my intro, my music just kind of faded off into nothing and it was all done, right? The music just kind of died. It didn't end abruptly like a truck hit it. It really just faded out quietly and behind me. And then as I end this episode, my music's going to start really, really faint and then come up strong as we end the episode. That's something you can do to signify and bring your audience in a little bit more. So, music is important for your podcast. I would say yes. Should you have it? Yes. Should you steal it from somebody without permission? No. Please don't do that. And if somebody's telling you to do that, please hire somebody else because you're going to get in trouble. And if you get in trouble, they won't be there to bail you out. You'll be on your own. And I don't think you can afford the fees when you get fined or sued for using someone else's content. Just like you wouldn't want somebody to take your content and say it was theirs, you don't want to do that to a musician. Please don't do that. Hire a musician from your local community, post a want ad in your local music shop, pay somebody locally to do your music. That's awesome. Or go to these royalty-free sites that I'm listing in the show notes. And again, be sure to read completely through all of the terms and conditions before you sign up. Go to YouTube, do a comparison, Storyblox versus Epidemic Sound, and listen to people give you their thoughts. Good and bad for both, and you need to pick what works best for you and the future of your podcast. Keep it all in mind. Make a good decision. If you have any questions about music and how to fade or how to select a great song or some more advice beyond what we talked about here on the episode, go to podcasteditingandsupport.com. Reach out to me. Leave me a message. I would love to meet with you. We can jump on Zoom, have a conversation, do a screen share. I can show you things in Audacity to help you with your fading and all that stuff, to give you an idea of how to do all this great stuff. If you're a podcast host or a new podcast editor looking for help and support, it's right there in the name, podcastEditingAndSupport.com. We'll see you over there. Thank you so much for, you know, taking time to check out the music on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. And with that, thank you for being here. We're going to talk soon. I'd love to have you back. Episode 10's coming, right? 10 episodes in. Yay, we did it. We're in double digits. We did it with you. We did it together. Thank you for being here. My name is Dave. Talk soon. Cheers. Hey, thanks for being here for the Podcast Editing and Support Show. Again, if you're looking for support for your podcast editing, head over to truemediasolutions.ca. Would love to talk to you there. Great episodes coming up here on the Podcast Editing and Support Show. We'll talk to you soon. Take care.